This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Wednesday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Some of you are convinced that there is no way the next president of the United States is not Hillary Clinton. I will tell you right now that she is quite clearly insane. Not so much insane in that she, you know, she's not like dribbling mayonnaise on her head or anything. She is so out of touch and so disconnected. She has no idea what she's doing. Somebody's apparently told her that she linking arms with President Barack Obama during this race is a good smoking hot idea. She has refused to distance herself from the president and his policies on the campaign trail, despite the fact that Americans are increasingly disenchanted with his failed agenda. She has praised Obamacare as an example, insisting that Democrats can't give up on the president's momentum. Yet in June, this past June, an Obamacare poll showed that 54% of Americans disapprove of the law, which has forced millions of people off of their insurance plans, raised premiums, and caused out-of-pocket costs to skyrocket. Obama has returned the favor a few times, praising Clinton as a good, smart, tough person who cares deeply about this country. In a recent interview with Politico, although in the same conversation, he also complimented Sanders and called Clinton a bit rusty. In Decorah, Iowa, yesterday, the love fest between Obama and Clinton continued. When a voter asked Clinton if she would consider appointing Obama to the Supreme Court as president, she marveled at that thought. Right now, everybody should be having a collective shudder just thinking about this part. She said, "Wow, what a great idea. No one has ever suggested that to me. I love that. Wow. He may have a few other things to do, but I tell you, that's a great idea." She touted his experience as a law professor, perpetuating the lie once again, and his intellectual acumen is proof he'd fit well into those black robes. As for how Obama feels about serving on the bench, a couple of years ago he told the New Yorker that while he enjoys solving judicial problems, he wants to escape the Washington bubble. He wants to be the head of the UN is what he wants to be. That's what he wants to be, the Secretary of the UN, Secretary General. So the question here for you, fine people, is Hillary hurting or helping herself by putting this president on such a high pedestal? I would say she is damning herself. Now, a lot of people would think that I'm completely against anybody from any race if you listen to me long enough when I'm talking about illegal immigration. However, there is one type of immigrant that I'm all about, and I think they should definitely be given some sort of path to becoming a citizen of the United States. These are the ones that have served in uniform. The American military veterans who served from Korea to Iraq And if they get into a little bit of trouble here, they get deported to Mexico for offenses as minors getting caught with marijuana. On the one hand, we got the one guy that's a five-time fella and a seven-time deportee shooting and killing somebody. And then we have these veterans, these U.S. Army, U.S. military veterans, that, you know, they're going through the same things that any U.S. military veteran goes through. And dealing with the civilian authority is it's a shock. They can get sent back over the border for writing a bad check or possessing marijuana or getting into a bar fight. That's enough to send some of these immigrant U.S. military veterans and banish them from the nation they fought to protect. That's because they were not citizens when they donned the uniform and took up arms for America. And the U.S. obligation to them ended when they got into trouble with the law. I think that is a tragedy. I served with many people that were not from this country. Served with South Koreans, Salvadorans, Hondurans, some Mexicans. And these guys came in and they did what they had to do. They did exactly what they needed to do when they were asked to do it. They served with honor and distinction. And the idea that some of these guys are actually combat veterans and they're being deported for getting in trouble, when on the other hand, every other illegal immigrant that comes up here and just wants to get into the welfare system, they're welcome with open arms. I got a problem with that. A guy named Hector Barajas, he operates something called The Bunker. It's a deported veteran support house. It's in the Otay Centenario neighborhood on the east side of Tijuana. And it's draped in American flags, decorated with military memorabilia and photos. It's a 1,000-square-foot, three-room building. And that's actually a step up from where he set up his first deported veteran support house. He says, I knew the risk when I got into trouble, and I know I'm paying for it. I just hope I don't have to pay for it forever. He and many like them. He was honorably discharged, but he was arrested after an incident in which a firearm was discharged from his vehicle. No one was hurt. He pleaded guilty and did 2 years in prison. He was deported for the first time in 2004 and then again in 2009. He left his wife and young daughter behind in California. Do we owe veterans anything, even if they're foreign? Even if they aren't citizens, if they serve in the U.S. military, if they wear the uniform and take the same oath I took that some of you have taken, do we owe them? Barajas in 2013 found a underground community of similarly situated veterans who had come back from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq only to be sent across the border. And they have the Deported Veterans Support House. I don't know what the answer to this is. I think that we should be embracing them, shouldn't we? Just like we should all veterans. There used to be this bumper sticker when I was in training that I would see that all of the cadre, they would have it on their car because we didn't have cars. And the cadre, their sticker would say there was something about a soldier. And there is. There is something about somebody that's been in the military. They certainly deserve better than they get. And we're dealing with a system that when they can, they send us back across the border. Not liking it much, not me. We will be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. According to an internal military document, the Swedish Army is preparing for war. Coming from Breitbart, the chief of the Swedish Army, General Anders Brandström, told men under his command they could expect to be fighting a war in Europe against skilled opponents within a few years. The 28-page document was directed to soldiers, civil servants, politicians, and guests who will be attending next week's military demonstrations. It will focus on the Army's ability to fight and survive a winter war. He said that the deteriorating security picture in Europe was the main factor behind his warning, indicating the Islamic State conducting military campaigns in Europe and spreading instability from the Ukraine could lead to conflict. Sensationally, he suggested that this would be a third world war that's just around the corner. He told the paper one can draw parallels with the 1930s, a great uncertainty and political dynamics which then led to a great war. That time we managed to keep out, but it is not at all certain we will succeed this time. It is highly unusual for a senior military figure, much less the head, the chief military officer of one of the branches of service, to get out there and speak out on political matters in Europe. And according to the general, these are not just his opinion. He said his senior colleagues all held the same thoughts. He said this is a serious position shared by most. This is a completely different situation to the one we had 10 years ago. There is now a much stronger focus on national defense. It's about preparing for the worst. A couple of problems with this, of course. Mind you, right now in the United Kingdom now, there's a group out there that have started doing these Christian patrols in towns that have a large Muslim presence, which there's a lot of them, quite a few. But if the Swedish military is anything like the Swedish police, the battle may be over pretty quickly. Tommy Robinson, the ex-leader and founder of the English Defense League, reports that 10 Swedish police officers fled a refugee center after being surrounded by a mob of violent migrants. The police had been called in after the staff at the center failed to safely transfer to another facility a 10-year-old boy who was being repeatedly raped. Staff's inability to transfer him was due to a hostile attitude from the refugees when they made the attempt. So not only did the asylum center fail to complete a seemingly simple task in a normal world, that is, but so did the police. One officer on the scene stated, "Even more people appeared behind us. I was mentally prepared to fight for my life. We were 10 officers in a narrow corridor, and I hear someone yell that there is an emergency exit." News of this debacle was made public after keeping a lid on it for nearly a week, at which time the Prime Minister said the incident underscored the need for more police officers in light of the wave of refugees coming into the country. I've got a marvelous idea. Pretty simple one, too. How about we stop bringing in the 7th century barbarians who hate the West, and you won't need more police, and you won't need to go to war? Who'd have thunk it? The Swedish police aren't the only members of law enforcement, though, that recently have been seen fleeing a Muslim mob. Last week, a mass of violent Muslim socialists and anarchists broke through police lines at the port of Calais and boarded a ferry bound for the UK as terrified-looking officers retreated. And not to go too far off topic, but there is an enormous power in mobs, and Muslims know this, and they're taking full advantage of it. The fact that European citizens and oftentimes the police are unarmed all but assures chaos and Islamic supremacy reigns supreme. But I digress. Back to Sweden. The country, as we know it, is in very, very deep trouble. How or whether they will be able to extricate themselves from the grip of the Islamic supremism. I don't know how it's going to happen. So, you know, right now there's very little evidence to suggest that the Swedes grasp the nature of that which afflicts them. And That began with a complete collapse of national pride, a feeling now replaced with shame. Jimmitude is as rampant as the savages who wreak havoc. They have allowed themselves to be held hostage by the drive to be multicultural at all costs, including the death of the nation. The West, especially Western Europe, is ripe for the picking, and Islam is grabbing up bunches and bunches of it with each passing day. The only thing I disagree with the good general is the fact where he's getting out there saying war in a few years. I think, given what's going on right now, war exists in Europe today. I always was afraid the Third World War would be fought on the European landmass, and I think it's going to. I saw video of a Christian patrol taking place in a town in the UK, and the Muslims were coming out there telling them, you're just jealous because we've taken over your country. This is a Muslim country. This isn't a Christian country anymore. This is a Muslim country. Very bold, very brazen. Angela Merkel is creating another situation right now in Germany that very closely parallels a lot of things that were happening in the 30s, sort of like General Braunstrom talked about. And no indication why. It's like they are hell-bent on committing cultural and sovereign suicide. They're willing to give it all up. And that's one of the saddest things I've ever seen. I mean, I've been to Europe. I lived there for 3 years. It's a beautiful part of the world. So rich in history. Just the other day, I saw somewhere in the Middle East where there was a Christian center that they had leveled because they don't believe in relics. They'll blow up anything of any artistic or historical value because they only want to live in the now. There will be nothing but Allah. That's what their goal is. Sweden is headed down the drain. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Crazy world. It certainly is entertaining. Welcome back. I have, and as a little aside, I have been criticized more than once by some people in radio who always get out there and say, why do you say welcome back? They didn't go anywhere. So I'm trying to figure out the new rejoinder, whatever that's going to be. Maybe it'll be something like, more bourbon. I don't know. We'll see. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Dean Weingarten, he got out there on a... He saw something on military.com on 21 January where White House correspondent Bryant Jordan wrote an article about the Air Force reviewing its policies on allowing trained military personnel to carry concealed or openly on or off duty to supplement official guards and military police. From military.com, the Air Force on Wednesday said its review of active shooter incidents across the country found that many ended without police intervention because someone present with a weapon stopped the shooter. No kidding. They also did not release the data showing how many active shooter incidents were stopped by someone on the scene carrying a weapon. A spokesperson said the data came from the FBI and cannot be released by the Air Force. That's them just being lazy. 3 days later, Mr. Jordan published another article that seemed to attempt to contradict or minimize the previous Air Force statement from the second article on January 24th, military.com. FBI data on the number of active shootings thwarted by armed citizens appears to contradict an Air Force argument for authorizing off-duty airmen to open carry and conceal carry weapons while on base. But the data, which the Air Force said came from the FBI, states that only 5 of the 160 active shooter incidents between 2000 and 2013, or 3.1%, ended after armed individuals who were not law enforcement personnel exchanged gunfire with the shooters. Now, see, that's very interesting for a bunch of reasons. First, because the Air Force made the correct call the first time around. Anybody that's been watching the active shooter situation know that many are stopped by armed people before responding police arrive. Dean Weingarten has detailed 21 of those incidents in an article called Mass Killing Stopped by Armed Citizens. Second, the misleading parsing of the FBI study cited in the second article does not contradict the information in the first article. 3.1% ended after armed individuals who were not law enforcement personnel exchanged gunfire with the shooters. 5 incidents can certainly be many. Between 2000 and 2013, far less than 3% of the population had concealed carry permits. Exchanging gunfire with the shooters is a strange way to limit the participation of armed citizens. That if you want to apply the same criteria to responding law enforcement in the study, law enforcement personnel exchanged gunfire with a shooter in only 28% of the incidents. Applying that criteria, armed citizens stopped 5 incidents, police stopped 45. Using the study's own criteria, armed citizens were effective in 10% of the incidents where people exchanged gunfire with a shooter, not 3.1%. That's only one example. The study had many flaws that show its biases. In one of the 5 cases above the New Life Church incident, the volunteer church member who had a concealed carry permit is described as a security guard. The case of the Appalachian school shooting is described as one where unarmed citizens restrained the shooter without mentioning that 2 students at the scene retrieved guns and pointed them at the shooter. Then he was tackled by other students. The armed students are only mentioned as off-duty law enforcement officers. In this study, they completely missed or ignored these shootings in only 2012. April 24, 2012, Destiny Christian Science shooting. Kieran Parker rammed his car into another in the church parking lot, got out, and attempted to kill multiple church members. He was only able to kill one before a member of the congregation, the nephew of the lady killed, and an off-duty police officer drew his handgun and shot Parker, stopping the killing. 29 July 2012, Peach House shooting, Texas, in early Texas. Armed citizen Vic Stacy shot and stopped a deranged man who had just murdered his 2 neighbors and was firing at police with a rifle. This is the guy that made the long 50 or 60 yard shot with a .357 Magnum. He hit him 3 times. He made, and he was 3 times as far as the perpetrator was from the police officer who had a AR-15 type rifle. Governor Rick Perry gave him a rifle and ammunition for his valor in the incident. 9 September 2012, Plymouth, Pennsylvania shootings. That incident happened just 3 months before Sandy Hook. Mark Kydor, a concealed carry permit holder, stopped a likely mass killing. A bunch of reporters asked trying to put a face on the name investigators credited with preventing a fatal bar shooting last weekend from escalating into a massacre. They ignore things like the Clackamas Mall, where Nick Melly showed up with a gun. When the shooter was there, he had killed the statistical amount of people that somebody can get away with killing. He killed 2, and he had wounded a 3rd. And Nick Melly presented himself, and shooter exited stage right and shot himself in the head. Many mass shooters commit suicide when they know that armed resistance is at hand, whether it's an armed citizen or the cops. When the second gun shows up, the dynamic of the shooting changes. There is no, for the shooter in these instances, there is no choice but to engage the second gun. The killing stops. For every minute a mass shooter is allowed to operate unmolested, in his killing environment, he's going to kill 1 person every 20 seconds. So that's 3 a minute. Do the math.
If we ignore the Clackamas event and include the other three 2012 events excluded by the study and the two events involving armed citizens who were off-duty peace officers of some type, we double the number of cases where armed citizens involved in the active shooter incidents exchange gunfire with the shooter to 10, or 22% of the number where responding police exchange gunfire with the shooter. And that's a big difference in perspective when you start adding all of this other stuff in. You have to wonder what events in the other 13 years of the study were excluded or ignored or defined out of existence by the authors of their data selection process. Another commentator sums up the 2014 FBI report this way. Last fall, we noted that the FBI used bogus stats in its pre-election mass shooting report. Researchers counted some mass shootings that weren't mass at all and entirely omitted actual mass shootings that occurred early in the carefully selected time frame. All of it was in an effort to show an increasing trend of gun violence since 2000. We suspect in concert with Democrat campaign talking points about the necessity of gun control. The military's got it together, though. The military notes has their stuff. A comment. Don't trust the FBI. It's, after all, a politically influenced group that does its best to support the boss's politics. So what really is many? The anti-gun people won't accept the facts that several shootings have been stopped by private people packing privately owned guns. It harms the narrative that guns are bad and people with guns are bad. They like to say if we could only stop one death, taking guns from the public would be worth it. Except individuals have interrupted mass shootings, the Tacoma Mall, Oregon Mall, Pearl High School, a college in Virginia, and more. Using the logic of the anti-rights people should then apply. If we can save one life by allowing people to use guns for self-defense, isn't it all worth it? 7 states no longer require permits. No state should limit the use of guns for self-defense. I do like me some military. We will be right back.
Looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house?
Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ah, yes, now we're going to reminisce about the snow. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Coming to you live from the Frog Lude Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Last Wednesday, residents of the National Capital Area were treated to a clown show, actually, as the country seat of government. They seemed to be hobbled by 0.7 inches of snow. Then they went, then they had to go through the blizzard that dumped 18 inches of snow. And to some degree, the fecklessness and panic of the D.C. officials in the face of an entirely predictable winter weather storm illustrates the dynamic of the Obama administration's attempt to impose national gun control on an unwilling American public. Never one to understand those who cling to guns, he has appeared dumbfounded by the continued resistance to his designs for an Australian or British-style gun control in America. Whenever he is disappointed, he reacts completely petulantly. He gets vindictive, and then he insists he will act to curb gun ownership without Congress. While he's out there saying, I don't want you to have guns, he gets out there and says, I'm going to do something without Congress, and then guns are sold crazy. I mean, it's just crazy how many are sold. Ammo was sold crazy, except the difference now is that the gun shops, who just had a very good month last month. Last month was a very good month. December, this month's been a pretty good month. They still can get the stuff. They still get, they have a fair, decent amount of ammo. They have some selection of guns. It's all good to go. His flailing efforts in that regard do have the potential to inflict real harm. But they have an even more predictable outcome because this is where they go buy the guns. So his latest executive actions have also coincided with the blizzard of activity from the American firearm industry. Last week was SHOT Show, and by all accounts, it has been a banner year for the event with manufacturers and military and law enforcement officials and celebrities and industry professionals all converging to celebrate the Second Amendment and to promote the businesses that make exercise of that right, as well as the peace and security of the nation, possible. There was 1,600 exhibitors spread out over 630,000 square feet of space at the Sands Expo Center.
businesses from all 50 states as well as 100 countries were represented. You could look at everything from a duck call to a gun safe to concealed carry handguns to the latest in military and law enforcement gear. A staggering amount of innovation as well as technical and manufacturing expertise all on display there. And that was just for the industry itself. Coming up in May in Louisville, Kentucky, and yours truly will be there. I will be there at the NRA's annual meeting and exhibits. I will be there. And if any of you are in that area and you want to come hang out with me, I'm going to be hanging out with Sean Maloney's going to be joining us next hour. So, and he's graciously going to give me some space. I don't need much space. Don't need much space. The energy and the enthusiasm of the movement and of the people in the industry that was on display at SHOT demonstrates that for most the decision to work in the firearms outdoor securities industry is as much a calling as a business proposition. On range day, they fired more than 500,000 rounds. Even with the recent volatility in financial markets, gun manufacturers are experiencing strong gains. So, Apple investors failed to get into the black in 2015. Smith & Wesson stocks are surged over 80%. Sturm Ruger up 70%. This same article reports those stocks have performed four times better in the past 5 years than the S&P 500. So, it's obvious that as the White House and Hillary Clinton and certain other presidential hopefuls have renewed calls for gun control, the American public has been voting with their wallets in the opposite direction. Make no mistake, the Second Amendment needs more than just consumer dollars to remain viable and robust. It takes the dedication and commitment of American voters who keep up with the news that affects their Second Amendment rights and cast their ballots accordingly. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney. We're going to do a world according to Second Call Defense. He was at SHOT Show. We're going to get his report on SHOT Show. And we're also going to talk about women and guns. I'm going to find out what his data is regarding women that are members of Second Call Defense. I happen to think that women and guns are a great mix. I know plenty of women that I wish carried guns, you know, simply because that is an equalizer. Sam Colt had the right idea when he was making everybody equal. Now I want to ask a question. There's a website out now called patreon.com. patreon.com. And what this is for people that create media, you can go there and you can have people come there and donate money and in effect become patrons of a certain thing. The reason I'm looking at this is because I want to take the show on the road. And nobody's going to pay for that. I don't have the money to do that. I want to take the show on the road. I know where all the downloads happen with the show. I know where the show has stations. I want to take the show on the road. I want to come out there and I want to meet you. I want to film you training. I want to train with you and film me and you training. I want to do all of that, but I can't. If I can't get the money together, I'm just not going to be able to do it. Is it in bad taste for me to put the content to enroll with patreon.com and for me to put the content up there and to ask you guys to donate to the show? That's what I want to know. Is that in bad taste? Do you just want the content? You don't care if you ever meet me? That's fine. I didn't start this to go on the road. Well, that's perfectly okay. But I want to go out there and I want to discover what I suspect. I suspect that the gun culture is bigger than I think it is. And I want to come and discover that gun culture. And those of you that aren't members of something want to find out why you're not. And I want to find out, you know, I want to find out why you carry guns and why you own guns and why you listen to the show. I really want to know that too. So email me email to bill@lockandloadradio.com. bill@lockandloadradio.com. I don't care whatever your opinion is of my question. And my question that I want you to email me the answer to, is it in bad taste if I want to take the show on the road and I'm trying to fundraise for it, trying to crowdsource it, Is that in bad taste? Lots of people do it all the time. I've looked at some of it, and I look at some of the things that get crowdsourced, and I'm like, you're kidding. And I feel a little silly just asking this, but I want to know. So, Bill at lockandloadradio.com. For some reason, it looks like the chat room was functioning, but nobody has talked in 25 minutes. Nobody said anything in 25 minutes. Let's refresh it and see what happens, if anything happens along those lines. Nope, nobody's talking. Okay. I guess it must be in bad taste. Anyway. Yeah, I just wanted to ask that. No, I'm not going to grow a beard. I thought about growing a beard. I thought about growing a beard, and I would look like Santa. I would look like bald Santa. Plus, there's certain face types that should not grow a beard, and mine is one that shouldn't grow the beard. I've got what I got. Grow a beard. Is that what he did? I'm trying to, you know, I can put the podcast up there as a part of the media and video that I put up there. And if it's the kind of stuff you're looking for, then I can, I've spent the year working on the video part of it. I've got the audio part of it down. I've got plenty of places I would go where I could do all kinds of really big things if I just had the money to get there and to, you know, to eat. In any event, let me know. I see that Desert Eagle. Let's figure out how to get it that way. Coming up next from Second Call Defense, it will be Sean Maloney as we do the world according to Second Call Defense. We'll be right back. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.